Anchorage Democratic Senator Bill Willikowski wants the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation to defy Governor Bill Walker's veto that cuts this year's dividends in half. If the veto stands, Willikowski says he's likely to sue to force the state to fully pay permanent fund dividends this fall. Andrew Kitchenman of APRN and KTOO in Juneau reports.
Senator Willikowski says Walker didn't have the authority to veto PFD funds. In a letter sent Wednesday to Permanent Fund Corporation Chief Executive Officer Angela Rodell, Willikowski cites a state law that says the corporation shall transfer an amount set by a formula for dividends.
You just simply can't veto a statute, regardless of what appropriation is made or not.
If it stands, Walker's veto will reduce the dividend from what was projected to be slightly more than $2,000 per person to $1,000. Walker said he took the step to prevent the state from exhausting all permanent fund earnings in the next 2 years, and that the veto would actually preserve PFDs into the future. Willikowski cites a 1994 Alaska Supreme Court decision that says permanent fund earnings go directly into the earnings reserve account. From there, state law says half of the annual deposit is distributed in PFDs.
They very clearly said this is an automatic transfer. So I think the case law is clear. The interpretation of the statute is clear. The statute is clear. And they've got an obligation to transfer the full funds.
A permanent fund spokeswoman referred questions to the State Department of Law. Department spokeswoman Corey Mills says the state constitution requires that all state spending, including dividends, is subject to the governor's veto.
It's been the Department of Law's longstanding opinion that dividends do require an appropriation, just as, you know, any other money that's spent in the state. And that's because of the Constitution's requirement for that the legislature appropriates money. The governor then has the line item veto power.
Mills added that the 1994 Supreme Court case didn't focus on permanent fund dividends. Willikowski says that if the Permanent Fund Corporation doesn't agree to transfer the full amount, he and others would likely sue over it.
I think there's a high likelihood it'll happen. I'm not going to say that with 100% certainty, but I'll just say there's a high likelihood that there will be a lawsuit.
Mills says the administration is prepared to defend its position and the Permanent Fund Corporation's position to only transfer what was provided after Walker's veto.
We'd rather not get involved in a lawsuit, but that's his right as well as any other citizen's right.
Dividends are scheduled to be distributed on October 6th. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.